The SBS Football Corner delivers the biggest stories from the 2026 FIFA World Cup in just 3 minutes every day. Dramatic goals, breakout stars, and all the tournament drama you need to stay across every match. An essential daily listen for football fans who don't want to miss a moment. Find it on the SBS Audio app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
8 days after twin earthquakes and multiple aftershocks hit Venezuela, Guzmán González had been losing hope that her husband would be found alive. After working around the clock for 3 days, an international rescue team found success in their search for survivors. A 43-year-old security guard, Hernán Alberto Gil, had been pulled from the rubble of a collapsed shopping centre in Cartier Le Mar, in the state of La Guaira. Ms. González says seeing her husband alive has brought her overwhelming relief after days of uncertainty.
First, there were days of sadness, pain and desperation because they couldn't find him. I didn't know if he was alive or dead, if he was injured, or if they took him to hospital. But when I realised he was alive, it was like a ray of light in the darkness.
Tens of thousands remain missing, with the official death toll approaching 2,300. Rescue team member from Chile, Ezequiel Galado, says this operation has been successful. But it's been tricky figuring out how to reach Hernán Alberto Gil, trapped 2 levels below the building that collapsed.
As a result of this collapse, an hourglass effect occurred, causing all the debris to settle toward the lowest point, which was precisely where we were working and where the person was trapped. At first, it was difficult to locate the person because we could only hear voices. But our technical search team was able to triangulate the location using equipment such as sonar, which works similarly to submarine sonar.
7 nations, including Venezuela, Chile, the United States, Portugal, Costa Rica, El Salvador, and Mexico, worked together as part of the international team after detecting signs of life under the building. Hernán Alberto Gil had been working on the night shift as a security guard at the shopping centre when the first tremor struck. The concrete structure collapsed, but his workstation cabin shielded him from the debris and created a pocket of air. Rescue teams used a telescopic camera to communicate with him, and they lowered water and liquid nutrients through a narrow shaft so he could sustain himself. During the last stage of the rescue operation, about 30 people worked in the building's parking area to remove debris, while 2 rescuers dug a 3-metre tunnel.
By placing the equipment in different locations and taking measurements, we were able to triangulate the area and determine an approximate location where the person was trapped. We managed to dig a tunnel, and through that tunnel, we reached the exact spot where the person was trapped.
Hernán Alberto Gil was brought out on a stretcher to the waiting Red Cross ambulance, where Dr. Luis Rodriguez treated him.
It's truly a miracle, and of course the work of the rescue workers who were with him for much of that time, encouraging him, keeping him hydrated and feeding him. That was also a key factor in the man being in this condition.
The Venezuelan government says 16,000 people are now homeless. Many have been forced to sleep in tents on the streets. A number of the collapsed buildings in La Guaira have a sign indicating they've been searched, with no signs of life found. The efforts of rescue workers, volunteers and families have now shifted to retrieving the dead. Volunteer Miguel Poleo says the government's response has been inadequate, with residents resorting to using shovels and their bare hands to clear the debris.
We are all Venezuelans working here, and reinforcements just arrived to help us. There are people alive, and the government isn't responding as it should. We need heavy equipment. People have died. Why? Because they've been there for several days now, and we want them to help us. Rescue teams arrive for a little while, stay there, and then leave without helping anyone.
No colaboran con nadie.
Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, has declared 7 days of mourning, saying the country's soul is torn apart by the human losses. Satellite images indicate about 590,000 buildings have been destroyed, including hospitals. In Playa Grande in La Guaira, resident Paula Machado is surveying the ruins of her neighbourhood. She says aid has been slow to arrive and it's been hard to map out a future beyond day-to-day survival.
Many people died waiting for rescue because we had no one to help us. When the units started to arrive, I saw teams from Mexico, Peru, the US and many dogs arrive too. They've done everything possible, but it was work that could not be done during these 4 days that we completely lost. The whole community and beach where I grew up no longer exist.
The World Food Programme is appealing for $72 million Australian dollars to provide emergency food assistance to up to 500,000 people over the next 3 months, amid warnings of the growing risks from hunger and disease. Marianela Gonzalez from the World Food Programme says the agency has begun distributing emergency food supplies to families in the hardest hit areas, but the longer term recovery will take some time.
Recovery will be a marathon, not a sprint. Sustained support for the people of Venezuela is critical, and it's exactly what we're doing. People who lost everything are in shelters or staying with family and friends, so WFP is working around the clock to get food to them while also supporting the logistics for the wider response.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
SBS Kickoff.
A new music station celebrating football anthems from around the world.
It's live now
on DAB Radio, the SBS audio app,
online and SBS On Demand.